Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program of News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guest, Tanya Grimes of Downtown Bedford Incorporated, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Jesse Topper, State Representative in the 78th Legislative District, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Have you bought your snow shovel yet? How about the gardener to clean up the yard for fall or that leaky window in the back? Wouldn't it be great to be rid of all of this? At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, you'll learn how easy and inexpensively you and your spouse can set up a new home in a beautiful community that offers maintenance-free fun and a first-class chef to prepare your meals. Give them a call at 623-0349 and declare your independence at Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Steve McNamara, a Bedford County veteran. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Well, I am here for the second time. It's a lot of fun to come to DBI. First of all, they have this fabulous second floor suite where you can look on over the Bedford Borough and look at their sheen and their majesty. And with us, of course, is Tanya. Tanya Grimes, thank you very much for joining us. Tanya is the head woman in charge here of DBI, and she is one of the most energetic and enthusiastic people I have met since I've arrived in Bedford, and it's always a treat to talk with her. So
I'm really glad you came up and
talked to us again today. We were here about a year ago, and I was still relatively new to the area, and I remember you explaining to me the whole DBI concept.
About our events.
We did, and you have really been a busy beaver ever since. And I guess what prompted me to come and talk to you today more than anything is I've been going around the borough since I live in the borough, and I have seen all of these people putting windows up and new signs up. And so I asked my wife, Jackie, who serves on the local harbor.
Yes.
I said, what is all this? She said, oh, those are the facade grants. And I said, well, how come we don't know about this? I said, I've been seeing the papers over about the facade grants. So I came to the source that would tell me about the facade grants. So tell me what that is and why was it done?
Well, this has been a very successful program that has been going on for a number of years. It is fostered by one of our committees. DBI is made up of four committees. Okay. And so the committee that handles this, Lloyd, is the design committee. And so it's a grant that was awarded to us. It's a $50,000 state grant awarded to us by the Department of Community and Economic Development. And a few years ago, I had to do 5 feet of paperwork, and we became a designated Keystone Community Main Street. And so along with that, one of the perks is when you're a designated Main Street program, grants that you write, as long as you fill out the application correctly, properly, everything is done, then that is to rise you to the top level, and they pay attention to you a little bit more. So we were awarded a $50,000 grant. Now, the last couple years, there was no money just because of state budget tightening. And so
Can't imagine why.
I know. Because of
they seem to have like a budget problem up there.
They do, don't they? So because of our fundraising that we've done and people who have supported DBI so heavily and so committedly, we were able to take $15,000 of our own DBI raised funds and continue this facade program. $15,000 that we were able to inject into our merchants and property owners. And so here's how it works. So we get the $50,000 awarded by the state, and so we have an application process where merchants, if they want to do anything that has to do with a facade, either a merchant with their business or a property owner. Property owners are painting right now. They're putting new windows in. Our merchants are hanging new signs So all of those types of things that are for the betterment and the beautification and function of downtown Bedford. You know, when you deal with a historic town, you deal with historic buildings that sometimes have some issues and sometimes have some problems. But because of the organization that your wife, Jackie, serves on, which is HARB, right. Historical Architectural Review Board, we've been able to maintain a lot of the integrity of our buildings.
You know, a lot of people think the HARB things are kind of snooty. Jackie was on the HARB committee in Chester County as well for a long time. And you forget that if you dress these buildings up in the period of time they're supposed to be, they're actually very, very attractive. Mm-hmm. And here in this this wonderful town that actually transcends not only the colonial period but all the way up through the Victorian period, it's a very interesting town architecturally. So to see that and see these facade changes made, I really add to it. In fact, I noticed our neighbor, the National Museum of the American Coverlet, was doing their windows.
They are.
And
mm-hmm.
I asked Melissa, I said, I thought you were broke over here. She's, oh, we got this grant.
Yes.
So she told, that's kind of how
yes.
I learned about it.
Yeah,
so
nice.
it's great that you've done this because,
you know,
it really dresses up the look when people arrive. You know, mm-hmm. you never get a second chance to make a first impression, right?
Never.
Yeah.
Never. In fact, it's interesting because there are a number of business owners who have brought over to me pictures of their building, what it originally looked like.
Ah,
and so that's part of what
yeah.
they're trying to do too. In
sure.
fact, the building across the street, the building owner brought a picture and said, here's what I want to do. Can I get some grant money for this, from facade money, because I want to try to restore it,
yeah.
at least this facade, back to what it originally was. So people were thoughtful enough to go back and collect these pictures and try to make it the way it used to be, which I find very fascinating.
Our guest is Tanya Grimes, and she runs the DBI here in downtown Bedford. I'm a little curious about something. You told me this before, but I forget. What are the boundaries? The borough itself, or is DBI smaller or larger?
Yeah,
or
no. Our Main Street program essentially operates about 4 square blocks.
Okay.
So we're talking from West Street
mm-hmm.
Down to just past Bedford Tavern.
Right.
We take in the Coverlet Museum. And whenever I applied for designation, I also applied to the state to extend our borders north,
right.
which would take in Fat Jimmy's, Wholesome Living,
yeah.
Farm Bureau, to try to give them a little bit of a boost, too, because I wasn't able to provide facade money because
right.
at the time they weren't part of our Main Street program. So the state took a look at it and said, yeah, sure, you can do that. So now we've extended over to the north
that's
side
great,
to be able
that's
to help them.
Really part of the historic section more than mm-hmm. many
mm-hmm. Yeah.
because all historic areas are near rivers. So,
you know,
yeah,
yeah. And the yeah. other thing it does too, Lloyd, is it opens up, you know, I take a look at those as gateways. We have some gateways of visitors who come to town. That's the first thing that they see.
Mm-hmm.
So that area needs some improvement. We realize that. It needs some work, some curb appeal. And so us being able to extend our Main Street borders allows us to eventually, when there's enough money there for streetscaping, is to improve and you know, better the sidewalks, maybe put in some lighting, and do some great things in that area for these gateways.
Well, one of the things that struck me when I first saw Bedford, literally first saw Bedford just a few years ago, we came across the bridge, and I have been to hundreds of small towns in Pennsylvania because my business interests had me in all 67 counties at one point. And most of the towns and cities in Bedford, or not in Bedford, in Pennsylvania, look kind of run down and beat up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to call it the used-to-be place. You know,
mm-hmm.
It used to be a coal mine, used to be a steel
yeah.
mill, used to be a whatever,
mm-hmm.
You know, a wire company or a railroad town. And when I rolled into Bedford, I was literally shocked to see this did not look like any of that. And it's this charming little Norman Rockwell town
mm-hmm.
in, from my vantage point at that time, was in the middle of nowhere. It was just off the Turnpike interchange. I had no idea this was down here. So I really got to see Bedford through the eyes of a tourist when we came in here for the first time. And what you've done here just reflects the work that you've done here to make it look like this, because I know it isn't easy. Merchants come and merchants go. You know, stores open, stores close, you get new ideas. So it must be a little of a struggle every time you do have a change. Has to retrain everybody.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And that's all. It's all good.
Right. It is. And I think that when you have an enthusiastic merchant come in and do this, obviously it helps the whole scheme of things. Our guest is DBI Director Tanya Grimes. Tanya, you have a new assistant here. I just met.
I do.
And you have a staff of her, of course. Uh-huh. But you were telling me earlier about. And we're going to get into this more detail later. But you have all these volunteers.
I have a staff of like hundreds. I love
and
it. Yeah.
Everybody yeah. Uh-huh. I've ever known, in a, especially a nonprofit, say, oh, we can't find volunteers. You know, they're all 75 years old and we can't get the young people. And yet you've pulled it off. So people, how do you do this?
People want to be a part of what we're doing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've not struggled with getting volunteers. Young, middle-aged, older people,
yeah.
We just haven't. When you have something that's a good thing, people want to jump on and be a part of it. And I think that's what they recognize.
We have these great events. One of the last ones mm-hmm. I went to is the Night Out, where you have all the emergency services come in. And it's great because the citizen never gets to see this stuff unless they call a 911 number mm-hmm. for an emergency. Mm-hmm. So to see these young men and women mm-hmm. who go out and do this all the time mm-hmm. in the snow and the rain and you know, and the good weather too, it was really nice for you to showcase them. What does that do to build your downtown? Does that, again, give something for people to do here, almost like the farmer's market in a way? Or
it enhances people's quality of life, and I'll tell you why that's important. Whenever you're looking at a big manufacturing company come in, Betty Slayton with BCDA will tell you this, they're looking at the highways. How accessible are the highways? They're looking at the workforce. And I like to think that we fit very nicely in with number three, quality of life.
Yeah.
Because people aren't moving into the buildings. They're moving into a community. And if we can provide things for them to do to keep them in town, it enhances their quality of life. If you come out for a hot summer nights for a free concert, that enhances your family's quality of life. Couples' quality of life on Spooky Spirits Wine Walk that we did this past Saturday.
That was fun.
Fun thing. Saturday we did a costume promenade. I probably had 200 kids wrapped around to, you know, the sidewalk waiting to parade in downtown for our merchants to hand them candy. That's these business owners were out handing candy to these kids. So they were getting to see and meet these business owners. It's a very special place.
The Halloween parade, which I was in, as part of one of our volunteer outfits here, the Bedford County Amateur Radio Society, was the most astounding thing I have witnessed in years. I have not seen a parade like that since
amazing,
I've been a
isn't
child.
It?
I didn't know that people still stood on the street and watched the parade go by. I mean, when I talked about Norman Rockwell, it was just astounding to me.
And
they were sometimes three deep on Pitt
they
Street.
Are.
And I'm thinking, who does this anymore?
You know? Lloyd, the Bedford Elks, they're the ones who are responsible for organizing that. Hats off to those guys who pull that off every year. They do amazing. And probably Fall Foliage brings in the most people over the 4 days. I mean, 70,000 people over 4 days.
Sure.
Second event that brings in the most people is the Halloween parade.
Well, I mean, it was just great. And, you know, my children who live out of town, some of them really live out of town overseas, wrote me emails and said, well, what did you dress up as? And I thought, well, all right, I dressed up as a radio. I don't know. Because, you see, that's what they cared about was the Halloween thing. But that was just a really great thing. And it really reflected the effort. And maybe the way you've put people into the attitude of constant promotion, is there always opportunity somewhere? What can we do to make it fun and better and all of that kind of thing? Even mm-hmm. sweeping the sidewalk in front of your store. That's also part of it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Just to take care of, you know what it is? Here's what I find. And I'm just going to go back and say, 4 years ago when I was interviewed for this position, the question, of course, came up, why should we hire you?
Yeah.
My answer was, because I'll be the one who cares the most. Right. And when you care the most, you put in the most time, you put in the most effort, you do what it takes to get the job done. You do what it takes to go above and beyond. And I've got to tell you, Lloyd, it just seems like as a community, as a Main Street, as merchants, as business owners, they care. Mm-hmm. And when they care the most, they care more than the other used to be towns.
Yeah.
Because if those used to be towns cared, something would be happening right?
I've seen it degrade all the way to the point where the town steals the Main Street money and, you know, and gives the mayor a new car, things like awful things like that. So it's just great.
Bill Liebfried better not be coming for a new car for me.
Yeah. Well, we're not getting new cars. I also want to remind you this morning that we have a new sponsor, Homewood at Springhouse Estates. At Homewood, they have a terrific executive director, Mary Grattan. Mary Grattan has been very gracious to hear at the sponsor of the program. And so you should give her a call to learn about her sensational living experience at Homewood. Her number, you can call her directly, is 623-0349. She'll speak to you. You give her that call, 623-0349. And as we like to say, every day is Independence Day at Homewood at Springhouse Estates. We're going to return with Tanya. And when we come back, she has promised to take me to school on all of the different committees they have here at the BDI. So I'm looking forward to learning about that as well as Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Matt Gottesart of the Federated Library System of Bedford County, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to DBI in downtown Bedford, and where else would it be? It's called Downtown Bedford Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And with us is our lovely and engaging director here, Tanya Grimes. Earlier, we were talking about the organization of this place. And see, I thought, when I first met Tanya, I thought, she just sits at her desk and makes all this stuff up.
A party planner.
Just kind of like party planner. kind of like running a wedding, you know. But I'm looking at these fabulous posters she has on the walls here of her conference room where we are. It says promotion, organization, design, economic restructuring. So you break this down in each of these committees. And you
have
a committee for each one?
We have a committee.
These are some of your volunteers.
These are some of our volunteers.
So tell me about the promotion committee. You've got all kinds of jazz going on here.
First of all, each one of these are head by a chairman. And then we have volunteers who sit around this table. And they're the ones who grow legs on these projects and make them run. And so the promotion committee, they are in charge of promoting the town. How can we get visitors to come to our town? Because here's what we find, Lloyd, whenever people come to Bedford, they want to repeat their visit, and that's what we like. And so that's what that committee primarily handles. Organization committee, this is probably, they're all my favorite actually, but this one, just because it's my strength in event planning. So when you say party planner, I laugh because really that is my strength. Organization.
Well, like I said, I wish I had you when I had the radio station. I mean, this is the part of the job I hate. Because it gets me so stressed out, I'm ready to jump out the window. Yeah, but there are people like you that can actually handle this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the people don't show up on time. Mm-hmm. I go insane, but you probably don't.
I just tell them, come an hour early before I really need them.
I'm way too high strung for that part. But anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead.
So the organization committee, they are responsible for the events that you see in town. Hot summer nights, and I like to say they're fundraisers, which that helps us to raise funds for our, to keep, you know, operating DBI, but also fundraisers. Those are the events that aren't fundraisers, but it's for the community. So the design committee, that is the committee that operates the facade program and deals with, right now they are working on a project wayfinding system along with a promotions committee, kind of both of them. Going along with the promotions committee, that's one of the things that we highlight is come to town, it's free parking.
Sure.
I mean, there are, you know, 2-hour limits on certain days. However, it's free parking. Yeah. And so, no, that the horse heads were not my idea. That was an idea that was before I got here. Great idea.
Well, apparently they did have meteors and replaced it with those things.
They replaced it with the horse heads. Yeah.
That is just really...
People can actually buy a horse. You can buy a horse head. I have some left over.
I mean, I have nothing against the other boroughs. All the other boroughs around here have parking meters. And this is really a nice thing.
It really is. Yeah, it really is, Brett.
So you have the parking and the transportation. Now, when you're talking about transportation, you're talking about ways to get people here to...
Well, that has to do with our wayfinding system. Because if you'll notice, you know, sometimes those of us who live here, we don't really pay attention to the signs. But as a visitor, this committee is taking a look and saying, when we get people to come to town, where do we want to direct them? We want to direct them to the Fort Bedford Museum.
Sure.
We want to direct them to the Coverlet Museum. So there are important historical places and that we want to direct them to. So that's what we're going to do with this wayfinding system.
I've seen other places where they have little blue signs that specify, little arrow, you know, Coverlet Museum this way, Fort Bedford that way.
Yeah. So this
historical society the other way, that kind of stuff.
Other than that, right now they're guessing, coming to town and not having any direction whatsoever.
Right.
So we have control over that. What do we want a visitor to see when they come to town? Mm-hmm. That's going to be representative of our town. That's going to want to make them, you know, say, "Hey, next time we go to town, I've got to invite my friends and family to go with me because this was a great experience."
Now you gave me a little rat card here. It says Bedford, it happens here. And is there any physical place right now in the borough where you can pull these off right in the street? Or is that one of the objectives you have with this?
With this rat card?
Yeah.
These will be in the hand. This is fresh off the press, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So people can stop in to the DBI office. They can get these. And various merchants will be carrying them in their stores.
Okay, so you go in a store, you can...
You can find one of these.
Gotcha.
And so the purpose of this is a recruiting brochure. We have some open storefronts. And so if you go to a town and you see a business that you like, we're not asking them to shut their doors. We're asking them to think about having a satellite location or a second business in our town. So there are 5 reasons why somebody should start a business in
downtown
Bedford. You
know why I knew this town was a winner when I first moved in here? There were 2 businesses here that really struck me that really showed the vibrancy. And from my kind of twisted mind, one was the movie theater, and the other one was the candy store. Who's got a candy store, and who's got a movie theater anymore downtown?
Right.
So when I saw those 2 things, and even the dress shop, I thought, you know, a dress shop, a candy store, and a movie theater all within a block of each other is quite an extraordinary thing.
Yeah, it really is.
And I kind of attributed it at the time to the lack of malls, but I don't think it's just that. You've got something going here, don't you?
There's something really special going on. I want to give a shout out to the 4th committee who did this
card that we're talking
about right now, and that is the Economic Restructuring Committee.
Now, who are the people in that picture? Because we're on radio here. Who do you have in that picture here?
That is... Bev Green, who works for Penelec.
Okay, so you've got some people from the local businesses.
Local businesses.
Come in and that's
probably a check that was donated for some purpose. That was before I got here, Lloyd, so I'm not exactly sure. But
Those kind of representatives are the ones you see all the time that are coming here to help you with this. And this can't be bad for Penelec either.
No. Well, and 2, their guys, you know, it takes a lot to decorate this town for Christmas.
Right.
We're one of the very few towns, I believe, that still decorate for Christmas.
I know.
And that's probably one of the biggest compliments that we get as far as when the holidays come around. Wow, we love Bedford at Christmas time.
I want to talk a bit about some of the work that's done here. You've got 2 people here right in this office, and you have about 500,000 volunteers.
Give or take a few. They do the work of 500,000, I will tell you.
That in itself is quite an accomplishment. So what do you do to make them want to come here?
I feed them.
Well, that's a great idea.
I make a killer pumpkin roll. And chocolate chip cookies. And no matter what you are, I will ask you what your favorite dessert is, and you will get it.
Feed them. Boy. What a wild idea.
And I hug them.
Oh, well, that's
and I kiss them.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Sure. Yeah. You know, you hit upon something. It's one of my pet peeves. You know, you volunteer for things, and you work all day. At the end of the day, whoever's in charge of it says, "Yeah, thanks for coming." That doesn't cut it.
Hey, without volunteers, I wouldn't be able to do even half the stuff that I do, Lloyd. And can I just share with you what's coming up with Christmas decorations? I don't think people realize what goes into decorating this town for Christmas. And there's so many people that are involved with this. So First National Bank, kudos to them for allowing us to store the town's Christmas decorations on the whole basement of their bank.
Oh, really? Huh.
And so we have volunteers who dig out those great big huge wreaths and candles that you see that decorate the poles. So we've got to get those out of the basement. We put them in the parking lot, in the bank parking lot. The Bedford firemen come with their own personal trucks and trailers. They disperse those around town. They know exactly where they go. They've done it for so many years. Jeez. And then along comes Penelec, Bedford REC, and CenturyLink. And those guys use their bucket trucks to put those up. So we start 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. And by 10 o'clock, they are eating Sheets donated coffee and donuts.
All right. You
feed them. We're done.
It's the whole feeding thing. And then they have to reverse the whole process.
And then they reverse the whole process. Yeah. So that's what goes into, we're talking, not only that, but then we have this Christmas tree that we put up.
Yeah.
And so, we have volunteers for that.
Where's that going to go this year?
Same spot where it did. It'll go in the Presbyterian quadrant of the square.
Right.
But for 3 years now, the very first year this happened, somebody called me and said, "I have a pine tree in my front yard. Do you want it?" And I drove by and looked at it and I said, "Yeah, it's a blue spruce. It's like perfect shaped."
Really?
And so I joked from that point forward that, hey, this came out of somebody's front yard. So if I drive by your house very slow in the next year, you'll know why. Well, I've not.
And you hear a chainsaw right.
And you hear, yes. Well, so every year I've gotten a call from people saying, "I have a pine tree in my yard. Would you like to take it?" And so Carl Fritz with Fritz Logging cuts it down for me. Les Baker from Baker's Auto Body hauls it on his rollback into town, and then it's the Bedford REC guys put it in place and decorate the thing for me. Isn't it? Yeah, it really is.
So if you put a sign there, do not cut.
Protect your pine trees or I will get them.
From the wild Tanya. We were talking about volunteers earlier, and I think that a lot of times, volunteers are not monetized. And you were saying to me that you have 16 going on 18 thousand hours of volunteer
hours. That's in 1 year.
In 1 year. Mm-hmm. And monetized, according to a metric given to you by the state.
By the state.
Mm-hmm. At $24-some dollars an hour. Mm-hmm. This is $386,000 worth of time and effort.
Yeah.
And real skill, by the way, put in by these people. And needless to say, you couldn't buy it, and there aren't enough grants on planet Earth for you to get it elsewhere.
Right.
And I probably think you get a better product as well.
Absolutely.
Because they do it with enthusiasm. And
they want to be
donuts.
Here.
You wouldn't give that to a paid guy.
Right.
If you paid, you don't get donuts.
That's right.
No. Yeah, get out of here.
And I've got to go, going back to the Christmas decorations again. You know, it's people's time, their money, their energy, their talent. Mortimer Electric, I hauled with the help of Michael Zimmerman, who was one of our volunteers, who checked all the lights. So we have, a group of volunteers that go down in the basement. They plug them all in, check all of them, make sure they work, replace them. Mm. And if they still don't work, then we have to haul them to Mortimer Electric. So JD's, in the next couple of days here, will be taking care of fixing all the sockets of about 20 of these wreaths that will be hanging.
We're almost out of time. I have to ask you, how do I become a volunteer here? What would you recommend?
All you need to do is show up in this office. We are located beside the First National Bank on Juliana Street, or you can give me a call, or you can email me.
So you don't have to take a special test or anything?
There is no special test. If you are breathing, I will take you.
Okay. And if you have some extraordinary skill, we'll give you more donuts.
And if you don't have extraordinary skill, we will skill you in something.
All right. Well, Tanya, you've been a treat. What have we missed here? Anything?
Oh,
is he important?
I, Okay. There's always something going on. There is always. And so it's been my pleasure to be a part of this.
Well, I want to thank you. And I want to thank, of course, our sponsors, Thomas Chevrolet, who has been a sponsor since the beginning of the show, and our brand new nifty sponsor, Homa, at Springhouse Estates, for making this possible. And we enjoyed talking to you very much. And it's just been a real blast. And we hope that you'll invite me back sometime. But now that I know you have donuts, you know, I might have to make that a requirement. You know,
Sunday morning at 6:30.
Because DVI doesn't pay for the show, but we might be able to get a donut out of it. Thank you, Lloyd. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend and enjoy your Veterans Day today. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information.